If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ever find yourself tossing and turning, staring at the ceiling long after everyone else in your house has drifted off? Yeah, me too. It's like your mind transforms into a hamster wheel, racing with thoughts about deadlines, bills, that awkward encounter you had earlier. You know that feeling when your brain just refuses to shut off? Well, I'm Jake Carter, and on Nightly Calm, we're tackling the big sleep stealers, stress and anxiety. Because let's face it, in today's world, we're bombarded with stuff that can send our cortisol levels through the roof. Deadlines, social media pressure, the constant news cycle. It's enough to make anyone feel like they're living on a roller coaster of emotions. But here's the thing. Stress and anxiety don't just mess with your day. They can seriously sabotage your sleep. So how do we break free from that vicious cycle? Well, I've got 5 key takeaways for you that might just be the difference between counting sheep all night or waking up feeling refreshed and ready to tackle the day. First up, mindfulness. Now, I know what you're thinking, mindfulness? Isn't that like some yoga-loving hippie thing? Not exactly. Mindfulness is simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Think of it as a mental reset button. When those anxious thoughts start creeping in, take a deep breath and focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, feel? This simple act can help calm your racing mind and ease tension. Second, ditch the screens before bed. You know that blue light from your phone or laptop? Yeah, it's basically kryptonite for melatonin, the hormone that tells your body it's time to sleep. So, put those devices away at least an hour before bedtime. Instead, try reading a book, paperback, not e-reader, taking a warm bath, or listening to some relaxing music. Third, exercise regularly. I'm not talking marathon training here. Just find something you enjoy, walking, dancing, yoga, even a good old-fashioned game of tag with your kids. Regular physical activity can help reduce stress hormones and improve sleep quality. Speaking of stress management, number 4 is all about carving out time for self-care. This could be anything that makes you feel relaxed and rejuvenated, a massage, spending time in nature, journaling, listening to music, whatever floats your boat. Remember, you deserve to take care of yourself. And lastly, number 5, talk it out. Sometimes, bottling up those anxieties can make them worse. If you're feeling overwhelmed, don't hesitate to reach out to a trusted friend or family member, or even consider seeking professional help from a therapist. You know that feeling when you've had one of those days where everything seems to be going wrong? Maybe you spilled coffee on your new shirt, got stuck in traffic, and then had to deal with a frustrating phone call. By the time you get home, you're practically vibrating with stress. But what if I told you that even after all that, you could still have a good night's sleep? It sounds crazy, right? Well, I know someone who felt exactly that way, my friend Sarah. She's a busy mom of 2, juggling work and family life like a pro. But she was constantly feeling stressed out, her mind racing at night, and she just couldn't seem to get a good night's sleep. One day, we were catching up over coffee, and I mentioned some of these techniques: mindfulness, screen-free time before bed, exercise, self-care. Sarah took my advice to heart, started incorporating those things into her routine, and guess what? She's sleeping like a baby. Now, she has more energy during the day, feels less stressed, and is even enjoying that extra hour of sleep in the morning. Remember, you're not alone in this struggle. Millions of people face the same challenges every night, but with a few simple changes, you can reclaim your nights and wake up feeling refreshed and ready to take on the world. So, ditch the stress, embrace those relaxing rituals, and let's get that sweet, sweet sleep. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from these tips. Maybe a friend struggling with insomnia or a family member constantly feeling overwhelmed. And if you have any questions or want to share your own experiences, drop us a line on social media. Until next time, keep calm and get those Z's.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.